Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford and Associates, fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in Sun City to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We are aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. So thanks for putting up with us.
This is going to be a really different show. I know a lot of people like to hear me rant and rail on things, but nothing really happened this week, did it, Anthony? I mean, is there anything we have to say today?
Nothing of any importance, right?
All right. So with that said, let's jump in. A couple shout outs today. Look at that. That tinfoil hat messed up my hair a little bit. My beautiful, luxurious hair. If you ever catch us on YouTube, you'll see that we have full heads of hair around here. We have the faces for radio for sure. So this week, we do have a lot. I want to start out with a couple shout outs. I have talked over the years about a man named Joe Jaquint. He has another radio station, but he gets 5 days a week. Hey, Sam, why do we only get 1 day a week and Joe gets five? What's
because
up here?
Too cheap to pay for five.
I didn't really want to say that. I thought it was because we don't have as much to say. But Joe, who is on our sister station over at Salem. I just slammed the name of the company that we actually work for. That's nice. So he has
is also why we don't have 5 days of
correct. The station will not allow it. We've tried to give them more money and they've turned it down. So Joe is on 10:10 a.m. Monday through Friday. And I've been listening to Joe for over a decade. So you said the word fanboy yesterday. I'll have to try to be careful not to suck up too much.
Well,
next
I think
week.
I've even said that too. I don't listen to AM radio the way you do, but I've heard his show and I actually enjoyed it. I think he's super knowledgeable. He gives great information. So I'm looking forward to it too.
And he's got my passion. He does not have your passion. He's got a co-host named Jason, and there are some definite parallels. If you listen to Joe's show a couple of times and you listen to this show, Joe does not let Jason say as much as Joe says. And
wait,
Jason
did you even
real?
Are you just talking about him or are you telling people why that you're talking about him again?
Well, I want to build up the suspense so people join us next week, next Saturday here on 960 The Patriot. We're going to have Joe Jaquint and you don't want to miss it. So, and his show is on different days and times than ours. So I'm not worried about having, our listeners go over to him and leave us. They can do both. It's a big enough platform. Anyway, so big shout out to Joe. Thank you in advance for saying yes to us, and we look forward to next week. Another big shout out. Do you remember when I used to talk about Michael C. from Sun City all the time, and I slowed down? Michael C. went through a lot. He was the primary caregiver for his father, and his father has gone home. So it was a very tough thing in his life. They did some traveling, but they're back. And we have a shout out to his wife. So we have a new associate over at Rochford and Associates. Michael C's wife was so impressed with the radio show that she wanted to join our team. And that's what happened. So shout out to Macy.
Poor woman.
Wait, right. She doesn't know it yet. She's only been there. Today is day six. So poor Macy. Macy C, welcome to Rochford Associates and welcome to the team at Another Money Show. So we're so glad you're there. So we will. And I think that Michael is starting to be a regular listener to the show. He was catching him sporadically, and now he's listening to him again. So I have a feeling we'll start having Michael C. give us information again that we need to cover. One more quick shout out. I've got a friend up in Snowflake, Arizona, and I'll use his initials because it's an unusual name, but CW. And he gave me an article on the S&P 500 and how if you look back at election years, that it pretty much dictates who's going to be in office. I read the article a couple weeks ago and I put it aside to use on the show. And then I haven't gone back to it because I think this is such an unusual election season and year that I'm not sure if looking at history is going to be the same impact this year, but I will dig into that as it gets closer to the election. And CW, anything you can ever send us, we do appreciate it though. So we love it when we get show ideas. Moving on, let's get right into, I know we're trying to get to the political stuff first, and I have a feeling between now and the third week of January, we are going to have
probably another attempt.
You want to start off with that? You want to start out with death and destruction? I was going to ease into it with how good of a job the current administration is doing on filling the strategic oil reserve. Let's talk right about death. So somebody tried to assassinate a previous president. I won't say the name. And then it happened again at one of his golf courses. There's a lot of weirdness behind that, by the way. Apparently the shooter had food. The shooter was there for 12 hours. How do you know he was there for 12 hours? Whoever put together the fact that he was there for 12 hours, is there any reason you didn't call the police? Is there any reason you didn't stop him? Is there any reason you didn't, go to the news media? How on earth do we have the knowledge that this attempted assassin was waiting at the fifth hole, at the fence line, at the fifth hole for 12 hours? And I have a question for you. So once you try to assassinate somebody, especially somebody in the public's eye, somebody who's got a well-known name, don't you think Secret Service would not want that to happen a second time? Don't you think they would step up their game? Don't you think, and a sideline for me, if I'm a billionaire, and I'm not, Anthony, I know you are, I am not, if I get to billionaire status and I know that somebody's likely to shoot me in the ear or something, I'm getting my own security too. Even if I was even if I only had 900 million and not 1,000 millions to be a billionaire, I would probably spring for about $100 an hour for a security detail each, for my own security detail. Don, if you're listening, get your own security. I'm not about to get myself.
I'm assuming he does.
Well, assuming he doesn't, because nothing in the media is saying he does. Everything I've heard says he's reliant upon the Secret Service. I made that assumption too. I made that assumption for months. And now the more I read after the first attempt in Pennsylvania, he does not have his own detail. So that's kind of weird. But anyway, if you're listening, Donald, I would probably look into that. You've got the money. If not, we will do a GoFundMe. We will pass the hat. We will figure this out, but stay safe. So you know what you didn't hear? You know what you might start hearing, because now it's starting to be difficult to contain? You heard about the golf course wannabe shooter. You heard about the the roof shooter. You know what you haven't heard about yet? I don't think. There was a car bomb just yesterday. Today, by the way, is the 19th of September as we record. There was a car bomb at his rally in Nassau Stadium in New York. I wrote some notes, I didn't want to mess up where it was. It was in Uniondale, New York. There was a car bomb. Apparently a bomb sniffing dog alerted somebody to the car bomb, but it wasn't a police or a Secret Service bomb sniffing dog. It was a civilian. How many people, Anthony, you're 34, I'm 60, Sam, yeah, I don't know, you're around Anthony's age. How many people have you met in your life that have their own private home bomb sniffing dog? I could probably count it on one hand, and I'm 60. How dumb is this country that I actually have to tell you? Yeah, there was a car bomb. They're trying to keep some of this out of the mainstream media, apparently. But yeah, no, it's true. Once you start digging into it, my modus operandi when I say something crazy, like there was a bomb sniffing dog that had nothing to do with any officials, I try to find two or three more sources to vet and verify. And then if somebody ever calls me out on something I say and it's wrong, I'll say, well, I don't make this stuff up. I wasn't in Uniondale. I got it from these three sources. So do your magic. We always tell you on the show, I spend hours each week gathering information that you may or may not get on those other financial shows, and I have to regurgitate it to you in 1 hour a week. Actually, they replay it on Sunday at 1. So if it's like drinking from a fire hose, as Roger would say, you can catch the re-air of the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock on 960 The Patriot. Anyway, bomb, car bomb. Apparently, it didn't go off, so that's a good thing. Now, I read this morning, I just read this morning, and then of course I found two different sources to back up the first source. There was a chemical attack in Tucson, Arizona last Friday. Apparently Donald Trump did a rally in Tucson last Friday. That would have been the 13th. That's pretty lucky. And apparently after the rally, a bunch of the VIP seated people that were near Trump wound up in the hospital. Some of them with, I don't know the end result to this because it's not over yet. Some of them with at least temporary blindness. They didn't see anything at the rally. They didn't feel anything at the rally. They were leaving the rally and some of them felt like they had allergies, and then it kept getting worse. And then by the time they got home, some of them were blinded and they had to go to the hospital. So, and there's multiple people saying that they have the same experience. Did you hear about that when you were watching the news last night? I mean, this is insane. One of two things is going on here. They are going to assassinate Donald Trump before the election. Or now the newest question I have, are you trying to scare me away from the rallies? Are you putting car bombs near things, near rallies? Are you spraying any kind of chemical near rallies so I don't attend? Are you in, of course, that'll be Russian disinformation, but my gosh, you know, this was once a free country, not a banana republic. I'm telling you right now, the way this ends in this country, we are going to be Venezuela. I don't, you know, it's my opinion, allegedly, say whatever words you want. This doesn't end well in this country, kids. Our freedom of speech is under attack. Hillary Clinton's out there again saying perhaps we should incarcerate people that are extremist. And it always seems to be on one side of the political aisle, I've noticed, that they want to stifle you. If you're going to a Trump rally, you notice you never hear any assassination attempts on Biden or Harris, right? You've noticed that? Biden was on the beach. I don't know if he still is. I mean, who knows? Weekend at Bernie's, but he's in a little lawn chair. So if Biden is still on the beach, it's a beach. I mean, a boat full of Haitians or something could come out of the water and attack him. But you don't hear that. Yeah, I'm only hearing one side of the political aisle is being attacked. Verbally, physically, mentally, all that stuff. So whatever, I'm not taking sides. I'm just telling you, you should be aware of what's going on. So anyway, moving on from death and destruction. Thanks, Anthony, for getting me fired up, my blood going right away into that. I really want to start with a half of a point rate cut, but now you've got me all, you know, let's talk about more death and destruction. Over in the Israel part of the world, the Hamas situation, you know, that's lost a little bit shine, so we don't hear about that as much. Do you know that a whole bunch of people's pagers over there, Hamas, they couldn't use cell phones because they were being tracked by the Israelis, so they started using pagers. I had a pager. I think the last time I used my pager was in, like, I don't know, maybe 1995. But anyway, so they had a bunch of pagers blowing up. It actually killed people. It actually hurt people. And then yesterday, on the 18th of September, it started happening with handheld devices. So it's interesting. It's interesting how this world is really, really chaotic. And I don't know how
to say. Do you remember your pager number?
I do. It was 623-880-0000.
I remember that.
Tell people it was 88. Ooh. It was 88. Ooh. I was easy to page. I kept that number for as long as humanly possible. Even when pages were being phased out, I kept that pager. I was like, you know.
You had it when I was a kid. I mean, you had it up into the 2000s.
It may have been. Yeah. When I say 95, 95 was when I got my first retractable antenna. It was an Oki cell phone. That was in 95. So yeah, I probably had that pager in 2000. So if you are over in the Hamas Israel area of conflict, you may want to be real careful with your portable electronics right now. And you know what I think right away when I hear about that? This is a diversion or a distraction, and then the Israeli army can start making a more heavy attack against you. So I don't know. I mean, and I'm just trying to put geopolitics in order in my mind. Why would they do that? You're not going to have mass destruction via pager. You're unlikely to, and then handheld device, which I guess to me means a portable radio, just anything but a cell phone. But you are likely to create a disturbance, and then this war can ramp up again. So maybe we'll hear more of it. We haven't heard anything about China going into Taiwan, although I did notice that North Korea is really kind of, you know, laying down some diversion right now. They shot off another couple ballistic missiles on Monday, I think it was. So watch the world. Oh, you know, all this stuff, you know, getting back to this country, when, you know, when there's a car bomb and chemical spray and there's two firearm assassination attempts, how does this all end? you know, do we get through the election? No matter who's in office, do we go into civil unrest? The open borders. I don't need to bring up TDA today, the Trans Day, Arawa. I mean, the, you know, Haitians, all the stuff we bring to you. It's 10 different things for you to focus on. As a financial advisor, if you came to me and I did a financial needs analysis, and then, you know, we met again and I showed you 10 different financial plans, if every single one was brilliant and in your best interest, you're not going to pick one. Not necessarily because they're not all brilliant. You're afraid to make a mistake. If I give you three, you can narrow down to one. But if I give you 10, you probably cannot. So that's what they're doing in this world. We have 10 things to worry about. So we can't focus on any one. Well, I'm focused on all 10. So Anthony, when you came in the office and you said, why are you so worried? There's always something to be worried about. And I said, you're right, but there's never been 10 at once. I'm still right on track. I do think it's coming our way, whether you want to see it or not, I don't know. But anyway, so they're giving us 10 things to worry about. Do you know what I think? And I'm going to be really, really negative for 1 second. Here's the doom and gloom. Everybody looks forward to hearing from me. How does it end? I don't think it's next Wednesday, but how does it end over the upcoming months, years, and decades? We split up. Pillar number 10, we have civil war, and then we are a country divided. We were divided and became a whole country when we had a civil war in this country. Anthony, you point that out to me. I realize that. I know a little bit about history. We're going to have another one, but this time we're going to redivide. And I'll give you just a stereotyping generalization. Let's take half the country. Let's take half the country and make it red. Let's make this political, because that's where our number one division and polarization is, and make the other half blue. And then add certain things. And I know this is a sweeping generalization, so I understand what I'm saying. The red side is going to be people that are pro-life. The blue side will be pro-choice. The red side is going to be unvaxxed, untested, unswabbed. You're going to be pure bloods. The blue side is going to be vaxxed and maybe 16 or 17 boosters. It's going to come down to, and I don't want to go too far, but you know, we're really, really divided. Black versus white, gay versus straight, haves versus the have-nots. It's really getting to be a little bit too much division in this country. And I hope so much I'm wrong. More for you and Sam and Shelby and people than I do for me. I have 3 sons. Wasn't that a TV show, My 3 Sons? And Anthony, I mean, I've been in your life since you were 10 or 11. I know you're a stepson. Don't make that face. I know you're a stepson, but you do realize I care about you and your future. A lot of days you annoy the crap out of me. I know I never annoy you, so you probably don't relate to that feeling, but I really do want to see you have a good future. The show was Sanford and Son. That's not it, Sam. I was thinking of My 3 Sons, not Sanford and Son. So
you'd be called My One Dad.
My One Dad. And
you remember
Anthony,
that Ted Bird joke?
I don't. Yeah. Don't forget I'm 60. So get off my lawn. All right. I'm really fired up today. So let's move on a little bit. We hit the pagers. We hit the car bomb. I'm looking at my notes right now. Oh, and before the end of the year, I just don't want to forget to mention it at least every few episodes. I still keep my list next to my computer. We have to watch for Mpox, EEE, which is the Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Disease X, COVID. I just recently read about a new COVID. It's a new strain. The new strain is called, what is it? I wrote it down, XEC. So we have to keep watching COVID. I haven't dug into it yet, but I heard something about COVID AIDS. Apparently something to do with the vaccination or the lack of vaccination. There's an increasing rate of AIDS. So I don't know the difference between AIDS and HIV. I know one causes the other, but oh my gosh. So we have to worry about COVID, bubonic plague, measles, human parvovirus. When I hear parvovirus, I think canine, but apparently there's a human strain. West Nile virus, that'll be the Arizona version of the old EEE over in Massachusetts and Connecticut and those sort of things. So we still have to worry about diseases. You know, we can't just worry about being blinded at a Trump rally. So that's on the table. You know why I think I'm so worried and most people are not? I talked to a guy from back east. It's a guy I talk to regularly. And I always bring up normalcy bias, which he loves that thought that is true. But he brought up something else that was very interesting this week. I hadn't thought of the term in years. There's another term for you to look up. It's called Stockholm syndrome. And it's basically where when things are really bad, you start actually adapting and I almost want to say enjoying the origin of Stockholm syndrome. And just do a Wikipedia search. It's basically people that were held captive, people that were kidnapped. They started liking their captors. They started bonding with their captors in a sick way. I think a lot of what's going on right now, it's like people, when they've gotten so polarized, the people that want to hurt you, the people that want this country to go away, they're really starting to feel a connection and a bond that scares the crap out of me. I realize we were never Mayberry or the Brady Bunch, but you know what? We weren't what we are now. And my thing is, in the future, does it get worse? Well, my dogs are going to bark because Jay just got home. Jay, my youngest son, who's one of my three sons, he turned 20 this week. So I am 60 and I have a 20-year-old. I'm not good with math or numbers, but I think that means I was around 40 when I had Jay. So I'm an old man. I remember thinking when he graduates from high school, I'll be almost 60. Well, I mean, he graduated high school in a little under 7 years. It was painful, but he got through it. Just kidding, Jay. Jay's standing over there looking at me like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so Jay's home. The dogs didn't bark too bad. That was pretty good. I got by that. Let's talk about the stock market. Let's get out of geopolitics and the end of the world and
talk about how it's skyrocketing because we're going to start giving away free money again.
It is insane. So, I mean, let me hit up your what affects you and your household. You know, we always say we want to help people, one person, one couple, one family at a time. Let me tell you the first thing. I don't care if it's your brother that's a Schwab or Edward Jones or whatever rep. I don't care. I mean, whoever is helping you with your money, if it's not 100% you, listen to what I have to say right now. It's your money. We have a lot of people that are cut. It almost seems like they're afraid to ask their advisor. Why aren't you saying the same stuff JR is saying? If the world is on fire and you're telling me the old buy and hold strategy is still what we're going to do, you're not smart enough to time the money. To time the market, to time the money. So why am I hearing that there's only 1.7% coverage with my bank money? But JR showed me a way to find it. I know it's true now. Why aren't you saying this stuff? They're all afraid to go to their advisors, from my experience. I'm asking people, because we're not ever poaching. We become a second opinion for people. And then if we can better their situation, we let them know that. We are in sales. I mean, we're still trying to get new clients. But if the advisor is doing a good job, we are not about to try to steal it just so we can take the people over. We've never been that office. And it's just amazing. I have to remind people all the time. It's your money next to your health. It's the second most important thing on this world, on this plane, in this life. You better take it seriously. And it's crazy. Advisors, if you're listening, I know some advisors probably listen to each other's radio shows because they want to stay up in their industry. And I think that's brilliant. I do too. So I listen to shows every single weekend of my life and during the week sometimes when I can. So advisors, if you're listening to this, here's an idea for you. You just had literally a 15-year run-up in the financial markets. Were you calling your clients, asking them to take profits? That's the best way to do it psychologically. Were you telling them, this is only a paper gain? If a plane hits a building, if we lose our fiat currency to the BRICS nations, if there's a civil war and then a revolution, do you realize the stock market will get cut in half? It always has. Is it just like a ball that you threw up in the air and this time it's never going to come back down? Nope. Sorry. So advisors, when you're all getting ready. You're getting ready. You know it's going to fall. I know it's going to fall. I don't have to say allegedly. It just always has and it always will. And I'm sorry. So when it falls, you're already ready to dust off your canned speech. As long as you don't sell, there's no harm, no foul. It's only a paper loss. When you're down 10 or 20%, you shouldn't have been in the market if you can't handle that kind of loss. I'm going to keep you calm. You just spent 15 years not telling them it's only a paper gain. So get ready. Get ready, kids. This market today. So yesterday, the Fed cuts the interest rate by a half a point. Today, the market's up. I don't know. I checked in a little while ago. It was up like 600 or 700 points on the Dow. The Dow Jones, which we have made sure you researched, is only 30 companies. The S&P 500. Well, that's more fair. That's 500 companies. 7 companies for the past 4 years have pretty much floated that bad boy. So if you took 7 companies out of the S&P 500, you would have a way different result. All I want to tell you is this jubilation, wonderful, have at it. I know the rich are getting richer. The poor are hovering and the middle class is shrinking. That's what's going on around you. But the financial market, as long as all you look at is the stock market, you would think nothing is wrong in this country. Well, the stock market's forward looking. Well, okay, market, you're forward looking. What are you looking forward to? Are you like me? You're looking forward to civil unrest? Are you looking forward to a central bank digital currency? Are you looking forward to the end, the demise of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare for all? Are you looking forward to the end result of the open borders? I got a whole bunch of stories we can get to if we have time. I'm not going to rush into the articles today as much because I have so much passion on just generalities today. I can tell you right now, if you're forward looking, tell me what's good. For every one thing that I am positive on right now, I have 9 things that I have negative on. And I hope I don't stay that way, but I'm sorry. That's just how it is. And by the way, I have to tell people all the time, I manage money into the future without a crystal ball. I pride myself on being a realist. I am not an optimist, but believe it or not, I am not a pessimist. I am a realist.
You're listening to Another Money Show.
Do you want a steady stream of income for retirement? Then it's time to consider annuities. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Gone are the days when most employers offered pensions with guaranteed lifetime payouts to their workers. But what if I told you that you can build your own personal pension? It's possible with an annuity. An annuity is a financial product that provides a series of regular payments to an individual over a specified period of time, often for the rest of their life.
There are several options for you to consider when choosing an annuity. Be confident in knowing that there is an annuity out there that can meet all of your needs.
Ford Stokes is founder and president of Active Wealth Management and author of the book Annuity 360. There are several different types of annuities, including fixed, variable, and fixed indexed.
A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. A fixed index annuity is an accumulation-based product offered by an insurance company. The growth of your fixed index annuity is dependent on the performance of a chosen stock market index, but your money is not actually invested in this index. This offers you great growth potential and exceptional protection for your investment.
While each can provide tax-deferred growth and a lifetime income stream, variable annuities put your principal at risk in the market.
If you are currently investing in a variable annuity, your funds could be in serious trouble if the market experiences any downturns.
With so many possible choices to consider, it's essential you speak to a financial advisor or professional to help you make the best decision for your future. So, are you ready to consider an annuity as part of your retirement plan? It's a key question to consider as you approach what should be your golden years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com or call 623-523-0444.
All right, and we are back. Half a interest rate, half a percent, whatever. It's an emergency situation because we have to keep feeding the stock market because we have to.
Well, and it seems so obvious to me and so obvious to you, but to the mainstream that don't watch finances quite as close as we do, it's not so obvious. They honestly believe their stock market is a representation of what's going on. And I'm sorry to say to you, it's not.
To do with it. Yep.
What was your old thing? The stock is not the company and the company is not. What was it?
The stock is not the company. The company is not the stock. But that's not even me. I mean, that was a Jeff Bezos clip that we've played a few times because he got interviewed, you know, after the dot-com bubble and his stock went from $100 a share to under $10 a share. He's like, oh, our company's thriving. We're growing. Revenue is increasing. But our share prices have dropped because people sell them. Stocks go up and down. It has nothing to do with how relevant the company is. People buy stocks and pop up terrible companies all the time because they can. Because why? Because none of it matters.
None of it. It's all a house of cards. It's all smoke and mirrors. Sorry.
But also, I mean, a half a point. I mean, tell me on your mortgage, a 0.5% really makes a difference, or 0.5% on your credit card really makes a difference, or 0.5% on your car loan really makes a difference.
Especially when your mortgage right now, I looked in on it this morning. I looked at the 30-year fixed average, 6.07. If you're one of these people that's kind of held captive, if you're held captive, Stockholm syndrome kids, by your mortgage because you got a 2.75 or 3.5 or anything under 4. Now, when you hear 6 and you're at 4, that's a third higher. That's going to make a big difference over a 30-year mortgage. So Sam put on there, I hope it's okay to give your personal business, but you gave it to me. So of course I'm going to give it. It would make a difference in my mortgage because I'm at 3.1. So double your mortgage and see how much you wind up paying. You'll pay $250,000 on a 6% loan versus 3 over the lifetime of that loan. So, and by the way, if you ever want budgeting help, if you want help with how to shave your mortgage down faster, we do all that too. I mean, we actually do traditional financial planning if you sit with us in the office. So I'm going to be able to tell you with one simple trick how to shave 8 years off of a 30-year fixed mortgage if you come in the office. You know what else I'm going to tell you before you get out of there? How much food and water to store. So you're going to get the best of a lot of different worlds if you meet with us. Anyway, there was a little sales pitch. You know, I like the fact that we do not do an hour-long infomercial. We do current events and how they're going to affect your finances and your life and your future. And our thing is we want you proactive and not reactive. We want you prepared, not scared. So, but right now I would mix normal traditional financial planning and some end of the world planning just in case. So back to the 0.5 point. It seems like they're telling us the economy is strong. The labor market, I just told you last week, Janet Yellen, my favorite cartoon, she said that everything's okay. She said we're strong. You know, I listened to the speech last night. Anthony was at Green Day concert. I understand it was what, Rancid, Smashing Pumpkins, and Green Day, because Anthony's 34. Guess where I was? I was in my living room watching the Jerome Powell speech to see what his eyes did, to see what his facial expressions did, to hear the drivel that comes out of his mouth. I watched it last night. Talk about a fun life. What would you, if you're listening to us, what would you rather do? Go with Anthony to see Green Day? Or would you rather sit with me and watch Jerome Powell? I kind of know the answer to that. And I'm sorry that my life is so shallow. But the good news is you don't have to watch Jerome Powell because you have me and I will bring it to you. And I know nobody cares about Green Day if they're listening to AM radio. So Anthony, I want to ask you what songs they played. I want to ask you if they got political. I like Green Day. I think they've got some amazing music. But you know what? The fact that I know how bad they hate Trump makes me really like, I don't care if I ever hear another one of your songs. Your job is entertaining. You know, football.
Oh, I know, right? Because again, people are free to have liberties and choices and think of whatever they want politically, as long as it's what you think politically.
Absolutely. I have gotten to be the biggest hypocrite I know. I am more and more hypocritical every day. No, I have the freedom to not listen to their music because I just like Alice Cooper when he came out years ago and said, I shouldn't know your politics. If you are an entertainer, there's no reason. If I get to know you intimately and I start, you know, researching your discography and I start looking at your history and I start intimately getting to know the members of your band and where they're from, and I really like you that much, I will find out your politics. You know what? If all I heard was a little snippet on the news that you got all freaky and told everybody that Trump, you know, is the Antichrist, I don't want to hear it. I just don't. I mean, things are too divided. You know, we had a little conversation before the show started this morning, Sam and Anthony and I did. And it was about yard signs. And Anthony, you tried to pinch me, but it didn't work, in my opinion. I don't want any yard signs. If I agree with one political side or the other, okay, fine. But you said that I don't mind the ones that are on the side that I'm on. That's not true. I think the division and the polarization is too much. And I think if you put a yard sign out, I don't care if it's red or blue right now, you are trying to push buttons. You can't do that.
Do not comment on anybody who has a Trump shirt when we're out and about.
Maybe that's a personal billboard. I'm not doing it to the public.
Man, but why are we worshiping these people to be elected leaders?
Because like, they're the best we have to offer. These are the best choices we have to offer.
But you can vote and you can discuss, but there's no reason to, you know, buy products. These are political figures.
Yeah, but you know, political figures, sports stars, I mean, you know, hedge fund managers, if you're me. I mean, we're really into ideology. We've really gone far away.
Okay, so wait. Back to this radio program. I think it's very obvious kind of where you stand on this.
Yeah,
so it's okay
is.
For you to be on the radio and say what you think politically, but Green Day can't?
No, and you're missing my point. I don't listen to Green Day music because I know where they stand. I want to hear it. Yet, guess what people can do when they tune into another money show at 9:60 a.m. or wherever they find their favorite podcast? Yeah. We have people that do not listen to me, and I know that for a fact because a couple of them told me who they are on Fridays. I have a group of people I hang out with on Fridays. There's been a couple of people that were honest enough to my face to say, I don't care for your show. You've made it too political. And you know what my answer is? Cool. Absolutely. If you ever need help with your money, I'll still do it. But you know what? I know what not to talk about. So guess what, Anthony? I see your point. I also see my point. You are free to go if you're listening to this show. And I know that's a really dangerous thing to say, but if you don't like my stance on things, there are tons of other shows and you're not going to hurt my feelings. Anybody that I resonate with, I'm glad you're here. But if you don't like the show, there's other stations. And I'm sorry that I went that far with that. Our friends over at the Patriot, Lisa, please, I hope you're not listening to this episode because that's a bad thing to say. You know, when you hear other people say, please don't change that dial. What's JR saying? Get the hell out. Anthony and listeners, get away from us. No, I'm just, this is crunch time. And by the way, this is good radio because everybody right now is going either yeah or no. Everybody is polarized. Everybody's sensitive. And my whole thing with the yard signs, there, I do lean a certain way and I'm becoming more and more, the more it's pushed into my face, I'm actually being forced into making a choice more and more than I would normally. But my thing is, when I was growing up, you didn't talk about sex. You didn't talk about politics. You didn't talk about money. People had their differences, but you could communicate. And if there were things that got too polarized in sex, politics, religions, you agreed to disagree and we were civil. Now people are disowning their kids. This is dangerous. We literally might go into a civil war over politics if we don't go into it over open borders. So there's two reasons we might actually fight physically in this country. And I think that's dangerous.
Right. I want 8 more pillars to go.
No, we don't. We've covered all 10 and we've seen all 10. I guarantee we have worked our way through all 10 pillars and they're all on the table still. We've been on the radio 2.5 years and none of them have changed. So, you know, here's my bottom line in the yard sign issue. I don't want to see any either red or blue. I don't want to see them because I think you're just sticking in other people's faces that have to drive by your house. But if I have to see them, here's my other solution. Mandatory. I want this country to go full blown out North Korea, Cuba, People's Republic of China, mandatory yard sign. And we're going to make you take a lie detector. Just, you know, put on the other party's sign and get your car keyed. Mandatory. You got to put out a yard sign, red or blue. Let's either all do it or let's none of us do it. There's your solution. JR,
isn't it nice that you don't make this choice and that we've got the freedoms in this country to decide whether or not we want to put out a yard sign, whether or not you agree with it or not? American,
we are
freedom,
losing our freedoms.
JR,
if you're on one side,
like,
of the
you don't even care about the Constitution anymore.
I am 100% a constitution. I'm almost like Randy Miller. I'm so constitutional. I'm just not smart enough to understand it. I'm starting to be smart enough to memorize key points when I need them, like the Second Amendment. I have been watching Hillary Clinton's back on the speaking tour for some reason. I'm watching Harris. I mean, unfortunately, the more recent shooting, I believe, Sam, that was in your backyard. I believe that was in the state of Georgia. Unfortunately, here we go again. You know, here we go again with the Second Amendment. And I just don't have time on this show, but I can tell you something. We have a constitution. It is our roadmap. We have voluntarily given up our rights for decade after decade. I am allowed to be armed and to protect. I am not allowed to murder kids. I am not allowed to shoot people if we get a fight. I am allowed to defend myself and my family based on my God-given rights.
You can defend yourself against F-35s and nukes.
Well, that's what our president warned me about. And I guess I'm going to lose. But yes, I am. If I can somehow shoot down the drone, if I can somehow shoot the nuke operator, I don't know. And there's a lot of people like me that are behind the scenes. They don't make a lot of noise. So I don't know. I don't know how it ends. I just know it's very simple. The Second Amendment says shall, finish it with me, Anthony, shall not
be
infringed. It's so clear. You know what? Unfortunately, my grandparents did. They gave up their rights. They said, if you live in Arizona, you can defend your property, yourself, your family. You don't want somebody murdering you that came here from Venezuela or something. So you can defend yourself. There's the castle doctrine. There's things that are in place. But if I go across the border, if I go have a hot dog at Wiki Up and then I keep going west and I make my way into California, let's say I want to go to, where's Legoland? What is it?
Anaheim.
Nope, that's Disneyland or one of those things. What is Carlsbad? My young son, my 20-year-old from the other room said Carlsbad. He does hear the show every week. He hears it live, apparently. Anyway, yesterday, a boat came up on the shore in Carlsbad, California, and they estimate 30 immigrants, newcomers, they presume they're Haitian, but they don't know, came roaring out and up onto the sand. I got the video proof of this. And so anyway, if I go into California and said people, I get in their way and they go to attack me, I can't defend myself. Why can I be safe in Arizona and not in California? Just a question for you. And by the way, I mean, I wish I had a 2-hour show. I would love to have a show just on the Second Amendment and give you the pros and cons as I see them. But I know that the schools are going to be no less safe because people that are veterans and retired law enforcement officers are armed. You're not going to be less safe. So just my thoughts. Ooh, boy, today is the big stroke and heart attack day. Let's get into a couple different things and not just Anthony pushing my buttons until I have a stroke. But you know you're not gaining inheritance, right? I went behind your back and I excluded you from the trust. I did that this morning, too. I heard, right? You're like, you don't have squat anyway, so I'm not really worried about it. I do. I have tons of Dogecoin. It's just falling out. I can't use it. At Walmart, I can't use my Dogecoin at Firebirds on 83rd Avenue. We're looking for sponsors, Firebird. I'm going to leave you a bunch of worthless stuff. I'm going to leave you my Beanie Baby collection, my tulips, and my pet rocks. Let's move on. I'm going to give you the title of a couple articles. Don't worry, Anthony and Sam. I'm not going to get stressed here and try to get through 17 articles like I did last week. I want you to know about a term that I've been watching kind of quietly. And I think it might be growing legs, but I'm not sure. So go back in time. Go back about, I don't know, 23 minutes ago when I talked about pagers blowing up and handheld devices. There is an organization, and you know, I read a couple of articles. I just want to scratch the surface on this, though. There's an organization called Unity of Fields. It was formerly known as the Palestine Action U.S., so it's very active in the United Kingdom. It's becoming more active in the United States. And I've seen a couple things on it. So I thought, you know, I'll put it on the back burner and then one episode I'll bring it up just so people are aware of the name. So let me give you a little idea what this is. Unity of Fields, formerly known as Palestine Action US, is a far left anti-Zionist direct action network that engages in and or promotes protests and defacement of private property belonging to organizations and individuals it considers supportive of Israel or Zionism. Its stated mission is disrupting and dismantling Zionism and U.S. imperialism. The only other thing I'll read here, it says here the group distributes. Oh, look at Sam found it right away. ADL is the Anti-Defamation League. So that's what he's got pulled up here. So one more thing I'll read here. The group distributes a variety of toolkits and materials to instruct followers on how and why to undertake disruptive direct actions, such as blockading entrances of companies, breaking and entering, spray painting buildings with converted fire extinguishers, and causing harm to infrastructure. All right, we don't have to dig too far into that because this is pretty self-explanatory. But how, JR, how on earth does this affect me and my finances? Well, it affected you last weekend because in New York City, this group has been disrupting the banks in New York City. Apparently, they were breaking windows over at Citi. I got one thing that showed a picture of a Chase branch. So I don't know. Are these the people that are making the sign? Is it George Soros? Is it the Unity of Fields? Who are making signs for all these college kids? College kids. I don't know. I mean, my son's in college. I've met a bunch of people at these colleges. I helped him move in last year. And I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't think these guys are all making their own signs and getting together, going to Signorama. I think George Soros, or maybe it's the Unity Fields. Somebody is behind the scenes doing all this stuff. And maybe this is the black swan event that I've been warning you. Maybe they're, you know, somewhat quiet now. And that's why you haven't heard about them until I'm bringing it to you, but maybe it's going to grow legs. I don't know. Anthony, you sent me an article that I thought was pretty good. It's from, I don't even know how you say this word, Jalopnik.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one was good because, you know, I'm going to try to get a little less crazy now and talk a little more financial stuff. That's, I just moved aside several articles that are even crazier than this about, you know, terrorizing people in cities. So this one from Jalopnik on the 16th of September, car loans pass student loans to become the largest debt other than a mortgage. All right. Well, the good news is Jerome Powell lowered your interest rate by half a point. Is it going to instantly get to your car loan? Are they going to re-amortize your car loan? No, you got the car loan you've got. So, oh,
and
one more thing.
The thing is, too, is car prices are just insane now. So, yes. No, that's great. You can have a lower rate, but you're still on the hook for that principal, just like your mortgage.
Yes.
You don't have to pay interest. You do have to pay for principal. So,
and you know, something about when we're talking about interest rates, is it going to help people to lower rates if they have credit card debt, which is, you know, in the mid 20 range on average? Yes. Is it going to help new car loan people to go car shopping? Yes. Is it going to help new mortgage bank, you know, people going to the bank? Yes. Is it going to help our existing populace? It is not. You know, when I said the word emergency rate cut, there's something else that I want to point out to you. You realize, right, that these Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, Jared Bernstein, all these people, you know how they always say that they do their job using data, right? They're data dependent. You've heard that, right, Anthony? They call themselves data dependent. But we also have learned, especially more recently than in past, that the information, the data that you use is all highly flawed. The housing starts, the unemployment numbers, you put out the numbers. I don't know. This morning I heard something about 200,000 jobs. I don't care. I don't care about the data anymore. I just don't care.
Anyone who works in stats knows that you can manipulate variables to kind of paint any picture you want to paint.
But then
you can take the same raw data and run an analysis to make it say pro something or con the exact same thing, depending on how you look at it. Ooh, did you mute yourself?
Don't you think other people should have the ability to mute me like everywhere I go? Yes, I just accidentally muted myself, but don't you think you'd like a little remote control on me?
Oh my God, I would thrive.
I would never talk again though. It would actually be kind of sad. I'm sad thinking about it. This is the last episode of JR because I found a remote with a mute button. Wasn't there an Adam Sandler movie Click. Where he had a remote control? What was it?
Click.
Click. Matt, how do you are so on top of things. So back to interest rates. So the interest rates, you know, we are walking a very, very much a tightrope on inflation, on recession, possibly even you want to go extreme. We could go into a depression on the inflation side. We could go into hyperinflation. I mean, so I don't know. I can't wait to see what happens with this. My whole thing, and I said this to you a couple shows ago, I'm going to say it again today. I think if you're data dependent and the data is going the right way and you're not full of hooey, then you should do whatever you want with raising or lowering rates. I think that's wonderful. You know what my problem is? Why now? Why are you doing it 6 weeks before the election? Why didn't you wait until January? Not much change is going to happen between now and January. I promise you, the end of this year is going to fly by like you wouldn't believe.
So back to CW's article, because I don't even know if you said that. So it said, based on what the stock market does in this month, is what it says who wins the election, right? So is it if it goes down, then it's the opposition wins. If it goes up, the person in office stays in office. Is that how it was?
You just tied it together masterfully. What's the term? Masterclass? Yeah, that's right. No, that's exactly it. So if the stock market can hang on until the, 5th of November, the likelihood goes up that the incumbent, which is Harris, stays in power. And if the market takes a big dump between now and the beginning of November, she's out. Trump's in. Although they still, I've been saying this for years, literally years. I've been saying it for quite a long time. I've been ramping up my saying it. The most of the elites, most of behind the scenes, they cannot let Trump back in office. They think he would be even more likely to drain the swamp this time than last time. He might even have more backing to do so. They didn't let him alone for 4 years the first time. And yet he still didn't start World War III, didn't put us into inflationary pressure. You know, there was some good about his 4 years.
This time he's going to do all those things that they said he was going to do last time and didn't do.
Correct. And they're also the, there's a lot of people, Hillary Clinton, I still got you on my mind. There's a lot of people that are saying that he's literally going to kill people and lock them up. And he's an extremist. You know, when you say somebody's a threat to the country enough, it almost gives the green light. Like, it's a good thing if you try to take him out. If you say existential, if you add the word existential in front of the word threat, it's like the guy at the golf course or the guy at the rally, it'd be okay. You know, if you could go back in time and eradicate Hitler before he killed so many people, well, you would have been a martyr. You would have been a hero. It would have been a good thing. That's what they're kind of making. I see some parallels here. So I'm sorry.
Maybe all these shooters are just huge Jodie Foster fans. Doesn't she make Foster. A comeback? She's in like True Criminal or True Something on HBO. I mean, she's.
I don't watch her movie. She's like Green Day. She's made it clear that she's liberal. I don't watch her. No, I do like Jodie Foster. Point Blank. What was it? Point of No Return. There was one movie that I'm not going to get creepy here as a 60-year-old man, but I'll tell you what, I became a man watching one of her movies. I was like, that is the hottest thing on the planet was Jodie Foster. Of course, I thought that way about Marissa Tomei. I bring her up because I know she was one of yours.
Still a fox.
I know. I used to watch you watching My Cousin Vinny. I was like, oh. Look at Anthony. He's juiced up. And ladies, Anthony Correo of Rochford & Associates, he's single. He's single. He's a good-looking man. I mean, I don't think so, but you will.
It depends how bad their eyesight is.
Well, right. And if they were at a Trump rally in last Friday, probably Anthony's single, ladies. He's got a beautiful puppy. We've got the office dog, Buddy. All right. So where were we? We were, I don't know. I'm looking at articles to see what we have to cover before we leave here. So I told you about Palestine. Oh, your article about the cars. It's interesting because while you are lowering the rates and it's not going to change things, you're kind of drawing a thing saying we need to help people. But the auto loan default rate is going through the roof.
It's up like 23-24% so far this year from last year is what I saw.
Yeah. And how is Jerome's actions going to help that? The answer is it's not. So, and you did tie it together masterfully. So they want to keep the stock market up. And if Trump, which I still think they either have to assassinate or incarcerate between now and the end of the year, if he winds up making it and the election is too big to rig and he gets into office, believe me, you better take a close eye on your 401k. You got an old 401k sitting there that you've been ignoring and you haven't gone to see Anthony on yet. I would probably put that on your to-do list because they are going to let things go on fire. They might literally do that with CVS's and Wendy's and so forth, but they are going to let.
We've said that before, and I don't think if they can, I don't know. I think they're all too tied into making so much money on both sides that I don't think that necessarily matters.
Well,
I think
but
they're going to do whatever 90, they can do to keep it up for as long as they can until they can't. Because obviously, if they could,
why
they
is Jamie Dimon, money before. Then why is Jamie Dimon selling his own stock for the first time ever? Why is Warren Buffett getting out of Apple and Bank of America?
He's been doing that for the last few years.
No.
When we started the show, we talked about Warren Buffett going
Apple.
To cash
I remember.
When he
I
wasn't.
Remember.
He's not a but fan he, of cash, he, but he is still doing it. So obviously he sees something. He sees the same stuff we see.
He was doing it in small increments. Apple was the big one. We had clients that called us and said, Warren Buffett's buying Apple. First of all, Warren buys it. And then you don't hear about it for a week or two. And then you want to buy it. So you're already behind the curve. It was nothing like this. He is dumping millions and millions of shares. He knows something's coming. Roughly 90% of the stock market is owned by 10% of the country. It's big money, so I see what you're saying, but they are getting out. The little fish are still staying. What other vehicle do you know of that every single Friday in this country, there's a huge influx into it, whether it's rigged or not? Every time there's a paycheck and somebody has a 401k, automatically out of their paycheck, money goes into their 401k. Buy low, sell high, dollar cost averaging, whatever you want to focus on. This there's an influx of money every single Friday. Whether you get paid weekly or biweekly or whatever, twice a month. So I don't know. But no, this thing with the stock market, I think this time is different. I know this time's never different. I think this time is
different. Anyways, that's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, you have questions on any of the topics today or want to sit down with us to review your personal financial situation, reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. You can schedule straight from the straight from the website. Check us out on YouTube. Listen to old episodes of Another Money Show wherever you like and subscribe to podcasts. Remember, there's no minimums. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation with JR and myself. Until then, we'll see you next Saturday right here on 960 The Patriot.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.